Deck.
I don't know if there's anything on the water that's going to be fully safe. No, this is four times larger than something that came through here 25 years ago.
All the boats you see here right now are normally not here. What people have done is tucked them in and tied them up along the mangroves to try to protect them. Those mangroves should provide a natural barrier, and they think the boats will be okay. Unfortunately, many people have also made the decision to stay on those boats. Why are you staying?
I think we'll be all right.
You think you'll be all right?
Yeah, we have big water tanks in the boat, 1,000 gallons of water in the boat to keep it down. We'll sit here just happy as a fish.
Not recommended.
Yeah, I know.
If they choose to stay, and this is a tough decision that they're going to have to make, there is going to be a time in this area that we're in that it could be up to 72 hours before we can even come down here. And if they yell for help, we can't provide it, which is why we give those evacuation orders.
It is one of the heartbreaking realities here for police that once winds reach that sustained level of 45 miles an hour, they cannot and they will not respond.